The stop was inside the J&D Manufacturing Building, where the depiction of a large red barn was the stage backdrop for President Bush and three men from the state's agriculture industry. The 700 invited guests heard the president of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau, Bill Bruins, officially endorse President Bush. Bruins is pleased that Bush supported the Milk Income Loss Contract, or MILC. That's the controversial government program that pays farmers when milk drops below a certain level.
It's just really exciting, the possibilities that we're looking at, given the climate that you created here in Wisconsin.
Well, thanks. We met back there. He asked if I support MILC program. I do. I'm for the extension of the MILC program, which will help the dairy farmers here in Wisconsin.
Absolutely. That little program that you have endorsed and have endorsed extending has already put $413 million in the pockets of dairy farmers in the state of Wisconsin.
That's good.
The government payment is set to expire next year. The U.S. Senate recently passed an extension of the program, but the House did not, even though the president signaled he supported it. Challenger John Kerry has blasted Bush for not doing enough to get MILC through the House. Also angry is Farm Bureau Board Member Kathleen Vineout from Buffalo County.
This, for me, is tyranny. It's not democracy, and it very much angers me that President Bush and our good president of Farm Bureau are saying that they'll support the dairy farmers at the very time that their people in Washington have obviously been given marching orders that this will not happen. And this one opportunity for Bush to make good on his promise didn't happen.
Meanwhile, during his hour-long talk to Republicans and farmers, Bush touted his wetland restoration program and support for eliminating the death tax. Bush also introduced the leaders of the National Rifle Association, Wayne LaPierre and Chris Cox, who were seated in the Eau Claire audience. The company chosen for this visit, J&D Manufacturing, makes heavy-duty ventilation fans for hog, chicken, and dairy operations. The company has added employees over the last year and doubled sales. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio in Eau Claire.